சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சார்ய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம். டுடே ஐ வில் கிவ் யூ த பேர்ட் ஐ வியூ ஆஃப் த என்டயர் டெக்ஸ்ட் டைட்டில்ட் விவேக சூடாமணி. The whole text consists of 580 verses. We can divide this whole text into 8 topics. The first topic is from verse number 1 to 7. Is Upodghata, introduction. Upodghata means introduction. The second topic from verse number 7 to 209. The students, the 7 questions and the answers of the teacher. Shishya prashnaha guru samadhanani. The third topic is from the verse number 210 up to 253. Mahavakya Vichara. Jivatma Paramatma Aikya Vichara, or enquiry into the individual soul and the total. Then fourth topic is Nididhyasana topic from 254 up to 417. The assimilation of the teaching by dwelling upon in different methods. Assimilation of the teaching through different methods. Then the fifth topic is liberation, which is the result of that assimilation of the teaching from 418 to 478. Then the sixth topic, 479 onwards up to 519. The student showing his gratitude, kritagnyata or dhanyavada. Gratitude the student is showing after learning. Then last but one, seventh topic is 520 onwards up to 575. Guru's benediction, Ashirvada. Guru's benediction or Ashirvada, or the advice given by the teacher. When the student is going away from the Gurukulam, the last 8th topic, final topic is Upasamhara. From 576 onwards up to 580. Then we will see the one topic, the essence I will give. The first topic I give a number wrongly, 1 to 71 you can put, not 7, but 1 to 71. 72 onwards, 209, second topic. He gives a big upodgata. That's why we also give lot, you know, in introduction. The preparation, what? Ground. In this upodgata, Shankaracharya talks about the glory of human birth. From the first shloka onwards up to 71. In human life only one can hope to attain moksha. In human life only one can attain moksha, one can have a hope to attain moksha, not in any other life. Any other being cannot have a hope. That's why I said yesterday, the purpose of human life, the goal of human life or aim of human life, if we say that is liberation, some people may say it is not my aim, it is not my goal. There is a possibility of saying that answer. So what we have to say, the purpose of human life is liberation. You don't want purpose, then okay. That is way we have to look into it. Only human life can be validated. The human life can validate that the importance of liberation, importance of moksha. Human being can validate moksha. The validation of human life come because of moksha. You can see both the ways. What are the both the ways? Human being alone can see the greatness, importance, significance of moksha. Avan paakradilla adu vere vishayam. He can or she can see the significance of liberation or moksha. No other being in the creation. This is from one side. You see, other side, the validation of the human life is validated. How can you validate than other beings? Because of this liberation, jnanam, you can validate human life. I hope this is very wonderful concept we have to understand. Human life can be validated by getting liberation. Liberation can be validated, glorified only by human being. It's a privilege. It's a privilege for a human being. If I'm not using that privilege, I am the unfortunate person, kripanaha. From Gaudapada Acharya language, I am a kripanaha, unfortunate person. That means you are all? Adi Guru Sholida Irkano. you are fortunate, you are fortunate. I have to say again and again and again, one day you also, I hope so, you will claim, I am fortunate. The teacher kadama enna, I am fortunate ani solli vekkanum student ni. Ethana varshamana aagatam, takes decades, doesn't matter. Students do not know they are fortunate. Teacher only knows. Okay. Now, if the stages we are seeing here, how the human life is validated, what are the stages? First stage, it's a very gradual process. There's liberation. Knowledge is a very gradual process. Very, very gradual. First, we have to fix our mind upon moksha. I want moksha. I want freedom from sorrow. I want dukkha nivritti. I want liberation. All are same. Okay, different language I am putting. I want liberation is equal to what? Freedom from sorrow. Dukkha nivritti. This is the first desire, first stage of seeker, Vedantic seeker. Fixing the moksha as a goal is the first stage. Now the second stage, all are in Upodghata, these are coming. Second stage, that moksha ichcha has to be converted into jnana ichcha. I want liberation, but how I get this liberation? Only through jnanam. So moksha ichcha has to be converted into jnana ichcha. I want self-knowledge. Why? Self-knowledge alone is called moksha. See, this is the second stage, jnana ichcha. Then the third stage in this journey, jnana ichcha to shastra ichcha. This self-knowledge can be attained through the scriptures alone. Gita, Upanishads, Brahma Sutra, Prakarana Grandhas like Viveka Chudamani can be attained, all this moksha can be attained through these texts, Shastra. Jnana Ichcha to Shastra Vichara, inquiry into the scriptures. Then how to study these scriptures? Who will unfold these scriptures? All these scriptures very difficult to understand. So Shastra Ichcha to, what is the fourth stage? Guru Ichcha. I want a competent teacher, Shrotriya Brahmanishtaha, who can unfold the Shastra. By unfolding the Shastra, he can fulfill my desire, that is Jnana Ichcha. Through that jnana, I can fulfill my desire, that moksha ichcha. So, padi padi padi, guru will help to study shastra, shastra will help me to get jnanam, jnanam will give me liberation. So, those are four stages. All these are said in that guru was so happy when the student asked the questions in the seventh shloka. He is so happy. No, your vamsham is so fortunate, he says. Your vamsham, your parampara, they are all fortunate because you are going to get jnanam, you have come to me. Once you have come to me, you cannot escape. You cannot escape from me. Because you have, until you get moksha, you won't leave me. If you get moksha, your seven generations, that side and this side are going to get moksha. Liberation, higher lokas. How fortunate you are. Your parents, your great-grandparents, all are fortunate. Your kith and kin are going to be fortunate in future. Guru praises, no, student. Now, in the 49th shloka, sorry, not 7th shloka, 49th shloka, these prashnas, questions are asked by the student. Ko nama bandhaha? In the shloka order is different. I am giving in a different order the questions. Konama Bandaha, the question will begin from 49 onwards. If we enter into the book, we don't get sufficient time. That's why I'm not seeing the book. 49th shloka. Ko nama bandhaha. What is bondage? So the whole shloka will put in a different order. First question we can take, kaha atma. Even the bandha mentioned first. I don't like to talk about bandha. First we talk about atma. Kaha atma. What is atma? What is the self? Self means what? What do you mean by self? Capital S put gonga. What do you mean by self? Then, second question is, what is that anatma? Kaha asau anatma? What is non-self? Atma opposite na? Self opposite? Non-self. Atma opposite? Anatma. What is anatma? Then the third question is, ko nama bandhaha? What is bondage? Bandhaha means bondage. Then the fourth question is, yeshaha bandhaha katham agataha? How has it come, this bondage, how has it come? What a question the student is asking, you see. A brilliant student, informed student. Avar ella ketti vechirukkar namakku appoda padikka mudiyirudhu. Enenavo onnu kekkamale idha student anna avadi irukkanum enna kekkanum edhu kekkanum kettade kekka koodadhu no thirupi thirupi thirupi. Okay. Eshaha bandha katham agataha? Now fifth question is, katham vimokshaha? How to be free from this bondage? How one can be free from this bondage? Please tell me. Freedom from bondage. Katham vimokshaha? Number sixth is, katham asya pratishtha? How does it continue to exist? This bandha, upon what it exists, how it exists? Katham asya pratishtha? Then last and final question is, katham tayoho vivekaha? How can one discriminate between them? Bandha and moksha, atma and anatma, how to discriminate between both of them? Katham tayoho vivekaha, atma anatmanoho vivekaha, bandha mokshayoho vivekaha. Then Guru starts his teaching from 50th verse onwards up to 71, Guru Vachanam. Then Guru starts the importance of scriptural study, he first enumerate proper understanding is very important, he emphasizes. All these questions can be cleared only when you understand properly and you have to study scriptures from a teacher with Vinayam, Shraddha, Bhakti and all. He enumerates all those things. And he warns in the middle, give a caution. Shabda jalam maharanyam chitta brahmana karakam. Don't fall in the words of Shastra. It is maharanyam, like a forest. When you go to Guru, only he knows what to give to you. You yourself enter in the words of Shastra, you will end up in confusion, like a person goes to the forest without knowing the root. This is also a forest. Shabda jalam maharanyam. Sometimes we feel, Swamini is not teaching slowly, Swamini going sloka by sloka. Let me study all the books and morning onwards till night you sit and read, you know. Confusion, oh confusion. அது கொஞ்சம் இன்டலெக்சுவல் இச்சிங் இருக்கும் சில பேருக்கு. சில பேர் படிக்கவே மாட்டான், சில பேருக்கு ஏமோ டூ மச் இச்சிங், அது படிக்கணும் இது படிக்கணும், புஸ்தகம் எல்லாம் வாங்கி வச்சுட்டு டூ மச் ரீடிங், அன்னெசரி இன்ஃபர்மேஷன் தே அக்யூமுலேட். இது பெரிய வேலை டீச்சருக்கு, அந்த அக்யூமுலேஷன் எல்லாம் எடுத்துறதுக்குள்ளே போதும் போதும் ஒன் ஆகிடும். இது ஒரு ப்ராப்ளம். அதனால் empty blackboard is best. A scribbled board you cannot write. A clean board best. Steady board, you know, you can write on that. Similarly with a steady mind, when student comes fresh, mind is not having any wavering, any accumulation, previous notions are not there. Nangalella appadi da swami nan solrenle, ama enakku theriyume. So, from 50 to 71, this is Guru Vachanam. And 72 onwards, he is going to give that Mahavakya Vichara. What is Atman? That question he is answering. First question, Atma is called consciousness. From 72 onwards up to 219, Atma is not the part of the body, property of the body, product of the body. Atma is independently existing, separate from the body, independently existing, not dependently existing upon the body, but it is an independent entity. And Atma or consciousness enlivens this matter body. Atma enlivens this matter, mind, body, mind complex. And this fourth point, Atma survives even after the fall of the body. Atma survives even after the fall of the body. Last and final point is fifth point. Such Atma which survives after the fall of the body cannot be transactable. It is not available for transaction. These are the five points he presents. It is Atma, the sthula sukshma shari karana sharira vyatiriktaha or vilakshanaha. He presents Atma is not sthula shariram, gross body. Atma is not subtle body, sukshma shariram. Atma is not causal body or karana shariram. Then what is Atma? Other than these three bodies, that is Atma. What is there other than these three bodies, that is called Atman. Then we can present in a different way. From functional standpoint, five koshas, three bodies can be divided into five koshas. Physical aspect, physical body aspect, and energy aspect, pranamaya kosha. Then emotional aspect, manomaya kosha. Intellectual aspect, vijnanamaya kosha. And subconsciousness. Subconsciousness means that anandamaya kosha, what you experience in deep sleep, you go to anandamaya kosha. These are the five aspects of these three shariram's. Atma is different from these five koshas. How it is different? We are going to see that. This is the answer from the second question. Then third, first question ke Atma 5 points. This is the second question answer. Vilakshanahan add panita. Sthula, sukshma, karana, shariram is called anatma. Second question ka answer inna, three sharirams put together anatma. All five koshas put together anatma. அப்போ நம்ம பார்க்கறது இந்த உடம்பு இருக்கேன், அது என்ன? அனாத்மா. அப்படியா சொன்ன இது அனாத்மாவா? அனாத்மாதா. ஸோ ஆல் தீஸ் ஃபைவ் லேயர்ஸ் ஆஃப் த பாடி, மைண்ட், இன்டலெக்ட் அண்ட் ஆல் த்ரீ ஷரீரம்ஸ், ஆல் ஆர் அனாத்மா. த தேர்ட் க்வெஸ்சன் இஸ் கதம் பந்தா, what is the cause of this bondage? Bondage is nothing, mistaking body as myself is bondage. Very simple, straight answer, no confusion. Shankaracharya is a brilliant and brilliant, no? Very simple way gives the teaching. Mistaking myself as this body mind complex is called bondage. Anatmani atma buddhihi is called bandaha. Then the fourth question he answers, bandhasya hetuhu kan, what is the reason? The cause of this mistake, that is bandha. What is the cause of this mistake? Why I am mistaking this body as atma? The cause of this mistake is born out of self-ignorance. Atma ajnanam is the cause of this mistake. Because I don't know the fact that I am different from the body. It's ignorance. I don't know I am different from the body. It is called ignorance, self-ignorance. I am ignorant of myself, that self I am who is different from these three sharirams. That ignorance is the hetu for bandha. That bandha is nothing but mistaking the body as myself. So atma deha vilakshanatva ajnanena deha atmatva buddhihi. Konjam appa sanskritam kuda sollala. Okay, atma is deha vilakshanaha. Atma, aidi atma is deha vilakshanaha. Anda vilakshanaha ni theriyala. Anda ajnanam. Edhu endha ajnanam? Anda atma naan dehathilirundhu thaniya irukken angra jnanam illa. Adu illattana enna aachu? Ajnanam adu. ஆத்மா தேக விலக்ஷண அஜ்ஞானேன, அஹம் ஆத்மா தேக விலக்ஷணா இது ஜானம் நாஸ்தி. There is no ஜானம். Then what is there? அஜ்ஞானம் is there. Because of that அஜ்ஞான, அஜ்ஞானேன, what is the product? தேக ஆத்ம புத்தி. தேக விலக்ஷணா அஹம் ஆத்மா ஜானம் நாஸ்தி. What புத்தி will be there? தேகம், தேகா அஹம் ஆத்மா, தேகாத்ம புத்தி. அது நல்லா இருக்கு நமக்கு. தேகாத்ம புத்தி, தேக ஈஸ் ஆத்மா. ஐ ஆம் பாடி, அபிமானம் இஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட். ஐ ஆம் த பாடி ஈஸ் தட் நாலெட்ஜ், தட் ஈஸ் அஜ்ஞானம். திஸ் ஆவிர் பவதி, தேகாத்ம புத்தி ஆவிர் பவதி. வென் அஹம் தேக விலக்ஷண ஆத்மா அஜ்ஞானம் இருந்தா தேக ஆத்ம புத்தி உற்பத்தியாகும், உண்டாகும். இப்போ நமக்கு ஏன் தேகம் மேலே ஆத்ம புத்தி வருதுன்னா, தேக விலக்ஷண ஆத்மா நான்னு அறியலை. தெரியல வேறு, அறியல வேறு. எனக்கே நல்லா தமிழ் வருது பாருங்க. அறியலைன்னா ஞானம் வரலன்னு அர்த்தம். தெரிஞ்சுக்கிறது வேறு, அறியலைன்னா இன்டலெக்சுவல் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங். ஓகே, தென் ஃபிஃப்த் க்வெஸ்சன் ஹி ஆன்சர், வாட் இஸ் தட், கத்தம் விமோக்ஷா, ஹவு டு கம் அவுட் ஆஃப் திஸ் இக்னரன்ஸ், கதம் விமோக்ஷா, ஹவு டு பி ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் திஸ் இக்னரன்ஸ் மிஸ்டேக், ரெக்டிஃபை த மிஸ்டேக், தட் இஸ் கால்டு மோக்ஷா. மோக்ஷா இஸ் நத்திங் பட் நோஷனல் கரெக்ஷன் இன் த ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் நோஷனல் கரெக்ஷன் ஆர் காக்னிட்டிவ் சேஞ்ச் பை என்க்வைரி. வாட் ஐ எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ், ஹவு என்க்வைர், வாட் ஐ எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் இஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் மீ, நம்பர் ஒன். World I experience, therefore it is different from me. Body I experience, therefore it is different from me. Mind I experience, therefore it is different from me. Four statements. What I experience is different from me. How can I say I am Atma different from body? World you experience, therefore it is not you, it is different. It is close. The closer is what? Body. Body I experience, therefore the experiencer is different from the experienced. Observer is different from the observed. What is the closest? Mind. I experience my mind or I observe my mind, therefore I am different from the mind. This is the fact. This is the logic. This is the reason. This is the enquiry. In this way you have to drik drishya viveka. Aham drashta sarvam drishyam. Innu ahala. Ippa drishyam drikla nikkaram. Duality is there still. Then katham asya pratishtha. Sixth question. Katham asya pratishtha. Where it reside, this bandha, why this ignorance, why this mistake, what is the reason? Katham asya pratishtha, enge tangrade pratishtha na, in the bandha vandu enge tangrade, enge safe a irukana, engeyume illa. Kama, kama is its the source. Kama is means raga, dvesha, likes and dislikes. I want this, I want this, I want to fulfill, I want to fulfill. So many things. Kama janita karma. First kama. Kama janita karma. Because of that kama I do karma to fulfill. Kama janita karma nourishes the bondage. Kama janita karma nourishes the bondage. What is the seventh question? Katham tayoho vivekaha. How to discriminate both of them? Vicharaha. Vicharana Tamil vicharam kadaiyadu. Adu nama pannave venda. Adu namak erkanave irukke. Vicharana enquiry. Vichara dwara tayoho vivekaha. Now we are coming to the third topic, Mahavakya Vichara, 210 onwards, 263. Jivatma Paramatma Aikya Jnanam through Druk Drishya Viveka. I come to know I am the observer. Whatever I observe is different from me. It is called observed. Observed or experienced or seen. World is observed. The process is still incomplete. What is the next process? Because in observer, observed, there is a duality. I am the observer, drik. What I am observing is drishyam. Body is drishyam. Mind is drishyam. Seen object. World is object. Non subject. Subject object division irukku. Dvaitam irukku. இட் இஸ் கோ ஆன் த்ரெட்டனிங் மீ. இன்னும் மோட்சம் வரல, திருக் திருஷ்யம் வேகம் பண்ணி வச்சுட்டு அவன் சார்ட் அவுட் பண்ணி. இப்போ அந்த டியூவாலிட்டின்னு வி ஹாவ் டு நாக் ஆஃப். அந்த டியூவாலிட்டின்னு ஆப்ஜெக்டிவ் வேர்ல்ட் பாடி மைண்ட்னு மித்யா ஆக்கணும். ஐ ஹாவ் டு ஃபால்சிஃபை, ஐ ஹாவ் டு நாக் ஆஃப் த்ரூ மகாவாக்கிய விசாரா. ஹவு? ஐ ஆம் த திருக் அப்சர்வர், வேர்ல்ட் இஸ் திருஷ்யம் அப்சர்வ்ட். I am the காரணம், I am the திருக் காரணம். திருஷ்ய பிரபஞ்ச, ஐ ஆம் காரணம் ஆஃப் வாட்? திருஷ்ய பிரபஞ்ச. பிகாஸ் ஐ ஆம் சீயிங், ஐ ஆம் த அப்சர்வர். சப்ஜெக்ட் இஸ் இம்பார்ட்டண்ட், ஆப்ஜெக்ட் இஸ் இம்பார்ட்டண்ட். சப்ஜெக்ட், சப்ஜெக்ட் இல்லைன்னா ஆப்ஜெக்டே கிடையாது. ஸோ ஐ தி அப்சர்வர் இஸ் த சப்ஜெக்ட், காரணம் of this karana karya prapancha. World is object, product, karyam. So drik drishyatla rande now we have arrived at what? Karana karyam. Subject is aham, karanam. World, body, mind is karyam. Cause and effect relation ku vandutam. Seen, seer lande cause effect. This is the next step, higher step. That karanatvam presented as Brahman. That karanatvam status, no? I am the observer is called Brahman. Aham Brahma Asmi is equal to Aham Karanam Asmi. காரணம் பிரம்மா எலோன் பிரிக்கம் காரிய பிரபஞ்ச. நம்ம பிரபஞ்சம் பிரபஞ்சம்னு சொன்ன உடனே வெளியில் பார்க்குறோம், எல்லாம் என்னென்ன பார்க்குறேன்னா கண்ணாடி வச்சுட்டு எல்லாம் பார்க்குறான். என்னென்ன பார்க்குறேன்னா எல்லாமே பார்க்குறேன். ஏய், யூ ஆர் சீயிங் யுவர் கண்ணாடி ஆல்சோ. ஆமாம், வென் யூ ஆர் மோஸ்ட் ஆஃப் யூஆர் வேரிங் ஸ்பெக்ஸ், வாட் யூ சே? I am seeing everything, Swamini. I am seeing everything. Then I will ask you, you are seeing one more thing also. You are not telling about that. What is that, Swamini? Everything I am seeing. Hey, you are seeing specks also. But you take it as granted. You never enumerate that you are seeing the specks. Similarly, when I say the world is object, drishyam, you say the whole world, all objects. Mountains, ocean, river, everything you say. But you never say this body, the mind. It's like a spectacle. Puriyuda? Knack. Here only you have to use your sharp intellect. Body is also drishyam. Mind is also drishyam. Karyam. Therefore, karanam brahma alone become karyam. Jagat, including body mind complex. So converting drik drishya prapancha into karyam karana sambandha is the function of mahavakya. What is the duty of mahavakya? Adukku or kadame irukke mahavakyathukku. And the drik drishyathil irundhu karya karana sambandham kondu varanum first. Mahavakya job. Then aham drik brahma asmi karanam brahma. Then jagat, drishyam, karyam, observed. Next, last point. Observed karya prapancha cannot exist separate from the karanam brahma. The duality you have to knock off. Then the observer, the observed observer duality is not there, because karyam cannot exist without karanam. Pot cannot exist without clay. That means what? The whole karya prapancha, jagat shariram, jagat shariram, mind karyam, they can never separately exist without me, the karanam brahma. அப்போ என்னென்ன? காரியம் இஸ் அதர் நேம் ஆஃப் மீ த காரணம் பிரம்மா. அப்போ காரியம் இருக்கேன். ஏய் பாட்டு இருக்கேன் கிளே தவிர இல்லை, இரு இல்லை இருக்கேன்னு சொன்னால் இங்கே கூட கொஞ்சம் இருக்கேன்னு அர்த்தம். நம்ம மண்டையில் கூட கொஞ்சம் கிளே இருக்கேன்னு அர்த்தம். இத்தனை வருஷம் பாட்டு கிளே பாட்டுக்கு சொல்லி தெர் இஸ் நோ பாட் அதர் தேன் த கிளே, பிகாஸ் பாட் இஸ் காரியம், கிளே இஸ் காரணம். காரியம் பாட் கெனாட் எக்ஸிஸ்ட் செப்பரேட்லி ஃப்ரம் த காரணம் கிளே. சிமிலர்லி தி ஹோல் ஜெகத் பாடி மைண்ட் காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ் இஸ் காரியம். The product can never exist separate from the Brahman, Karanam, Aham. Therefore, Aham Sarvam. Yadayam Atman. Whatever is there, nothing but Karanam alone. In the form of Karyam it is appearing. But really speaking, they don't have separate, individual, substratum, existence at all. Pot can never exist without clay. Therefore, the whole world is nothing but Aham Brahma. Next, 254 onwards, 417. Fourth topic, Nididhyasanam. Assimilation of that Mahavakya. By dwelling upon the teaching or soaking, you have to soak na nariya thuniyalla surf la soak panna maari soak pannadhukku appuram da alukkellave poidum indha ooraiyana how you soak in the mind vandha indha shastram la soak aaganum nalla soak pannanum internalizing எங்கெங்கே போகக்கூடாது மனசு. அதுதான் நிதித்தியாசனம் இஸ் காண்டெம்ப்ளேஷன். தத் சிந்தனம் தத் கதனம் அந்யோன்யத் தத் பிரபோதனம். பிரிங்கிங் த டிரான்ஸ்ஃபார்மேஷன் த்ரூ டிஃபரெண்ட் மெத்தட்ஸ். நிதித்தியாசனா தேர் ஆர் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஸ்டேஜஸ் லைக் பை ரிப்பீட்டட் லிசனிங். சேம் சுவாமின்னு மூஞ்சி பார்த்துட்டே இருக்கணும், கேட்டுகிட்டே இருக்கணும். 10 வருஷம் 20 வருஷம் Don't you feel bored to see same person every time? We don't feel, but we feel more attractive towards my guru. The teaching has got such attraction. Why? Because my guru is daily giving one mirror to me, and the mirror I am seeing my face. Yesterday when I am coming in the car, no, one person yes, he is hairdressing, you know, na? Adjusting his craft. Craft kuda kadaiyadu paam konja inga konja mudi irukke bald head and mudi ka konja konja kashta vada inda bald head people paam avanga problem o naan nenche paam endo car la paakara nenche appuram da therinjadha and mudi konja vishayam enna na. He loves to look into that mirror because he sees his face. People are coming not to see Swamini. Asal vishayam enna na, Swamini is talking about me. You are Shuddha Buddha Mukta Swarupaha, Ananda Swarupaha, you are wonderful, amazing. You are the crown of the creation. Appa enna ma pesra Swamini. Adhikada classic podom. Puriyudha? Sari. By repeated shravanam or reading my own notes, if I am able to understand my own notes, I have to read again and again repeatedly. This is another type of nididhyasanam. Listening to the cassettes, CDs repeatedly, or sharing with the same equal students, no, colleagues, discussion. Not argument, okay, discussion, healthy discussion. Then fifth one is teaching to others, those who do not know about this, you can teach them. That is a type of nididhyasana. Then recapitulating in samadhi abhyasa, sitting in one place, bringing the whole teaching. It is ashtanga yoga prescription. Samadhi Abhyasa is a Ashtanga Yoga prescription. Not compulsory, but it is optional. Yesterday we saw Pashyan, Shrunvan, Sprishan, Jigran, Ashnan, Gachan, Swapan, Shvashan, Pralapan, Visrayan, Grunnan, Unmishan, Nimishan, Napi. So Pashyan, Shrunvan, Napi, Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi, Nididhyasanam. This is called recapitulating. The benefit of Nididhyasanam, 418 to 478, benefit of Nididhyasanam is gradual process, internalization is also gradual. How do I know I got the benefit? The frequency of your negative reactions will be reduced, will come down. You recover from the any sort of problems. Immediately you recover. So you feel the shanti very easily. Immediately you will go to green room. And epo green room varad. Udane Swamini, green room. Appa ananda. This is called Paramarthika I go into my Paramarthika I level from Vyavaharika. Sanda potukonga, ninga ella potukonga nu solla. Ange irpom. Analu I go to my Paramarthika level. Then 479 to 519, the disciple expressing his gratitude. First I start my prayers generally before coming to Shastra, that the student says, I started my prayers only to God. Every day I am worshipping God, every day. Then that God, what he did out of Karuna, compassion, he took me to my Guru. Idella Guru Kripada, nammada peri edho peri, it's not our greatness. Namma panna puja phalam idu. Not either in this janma or previous janma, janmas punyam, God takes us to the Guru. Po inga po and chulluva. The Guru. So God shows my Guru. Guru shows the Shastra. I look into Shastra mirror. I look into myself. Therefore I am indebted to God. I am indebted to my Guru. I am indebted to my teacher, Shastra. Therefore, I have to remember all of them. Because all these three put together put me on my own lap. But I was on the lap of God first. Then God kept me on the lap of my Guru. Guru did, nenaku varam appa nee venda nu solli. He kept me on the lap of Shastra. Shastra says, Nayadik Teva Illa, you are Brahmaswarupam, you fall on your own lap. God world dependence to God dependence, God dependence to Guru dependence, Guru dependence to Shastra dependence, Shastra dependence to independence or self-dependence. Self-dependence where independence better. Okay. That is the final. Therefore, what to do? This Shishya Anandam. Rasagulla Shapna Madri. Anandamu Anandam. So what? He reminds himself, no? Aji Vitam Trayam Sevyam. I have to worship these three all my life, throughout my life. Aji Vitam Trayam Sevyam. Vedanta Guru Ishwaraha. Vedanta means Shastram. Guru, the teacher. Ishwaraha, Lord. Why? Adau Jnanaptaye. Before coming to Shastra, I was worshipping the Lord. Why? To get Guru. And I am worshipping my Guru. Why? To get Jnanam. I am respecting the Shastra, therefore Bhagavad Gita kannuku thottu eppadi eduthukanum nammada thalagaani maadhiri vechikka koodadhu romba dadiya irukke ani solli జ్ఞానాప్తయే శాస్త్రాలు సో వేద మాత. ఫస్ట్ ఐ వర్షిప్ దెమ్ టు అటైన్ జ్ఞానం. ఆఫ్టర్ జ్ఞానం తూకి పోటిళ్ళమ్మా అన్న ఈశ్వర నీ ఇంకో వేళ ఓవర్ గురు యువర్ వేల ఆల్సో ఓవర్ శాస్త్ర అప్పుడు చెల్లకూడదు. పశ్చాత్ ఆఫ్టర్ అటైన్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ జ్ఞానం పశ్చాత్ కృతజ్ఞత్వ నివృత్తయే. టు అవాయిడ్ ద ఇన్గ్రాటిట్యూడ్ మరక్కకూడదు. లైఫ్ లాంగ్ ఐ షుడ్ నాట్ ఫర్గెట్ ఈశ్వర గురు అండ్ శాస్త్ర. వేర్ ఎవర్ ఐ ఆమ్ ఐ హ్యావ్ టు షో మై గ్రాటిట్యూడ్ టు మై గురు టు మై లార్డ్ అండ్ టు శాస్త్ర త్రూఅవుట్ మై లైఫ్. పశ్చాత్ కృతజ్ఞత్వ నివృత్తయే. టు అవాయిడ్ ఇన్గ్రాటిట్యూడ్ టు అవాయిడ్ ఇన్గ్రాటిట్యూడ్ మీన్స్ వాట్ కృతజ్ఞత 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 మీన్స్ గ్రాటిట్యూడ్ కృతజ్ఞత మీన్స్ ఇన్గ్రాటిట్యూడ్. టు అవాయిడ్ దట్ ఐ షో మై రెస్పెక్ట్ టు మై టీచర్. దెన్ 520 to 575 గురుస్ ఫైనల్ ఆశీర్వాద బెనిడిక్షన్. హీ సేస్ డోంట్ లీవ్ శాస్త్ర. ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ యు లీవ్ మీ ఆఫ్టర్ గెట్టింగ్ నాలెడ్జ్ యు హ్యావ్ టు లీవ్ బట్ యు హ్యావ్ టు బీ విత్ శాస్త్ర. ఏదర్ యూ స్టడీ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ ఆర్ యూ షేర్ విత్ అదర్స్ బట్ నెవర్ లీవ్ ద శాస్త్ర త్రూఅవుట్ ద లైఫ్. జాగ్రత్త, వెరీ కేర్ఫుల్. సో డోంట్ లీవ్ ద శాస్త్ర హీ సేస్. దెన్ 576 to 580 ఉపసంహార. ద మాస్టర్ ఆఫ్ ద సెరిమనీ శంకరాచార్య ఎంటర్స్ ద గురు శిష్య సంవాద రూపేణ హీ ప్రెజెంటెడ్ ద హోల్ టీచింగ్. దెన్ శంకరాచార్య కమ్స్ అండ్ టెల్స్ సీ జస్ట్ యాజ్ ఎ పర్సన్ ఈజ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ థర్స్ట్ ఇన్ ఫారెస్ట్ looking for water to quench his thirst, finding a oasis there and he get water and quench his thirst. Similarly, in this life samsara, to come out of this bandha janana marana cycle, the shanti you want to get, you find a teacher guru and you get shanti. Like a traveler, you are also in a jiva yatra, life traveler you are. In this travel of your life, the guru is also a co-passenger. He also come along with you and teach you. For a jignasu mumukshu, he attains jnanam from the guru. So with this all topics are over and the important slokas you can note. Daily you can read that slokas, it's very very useful and nitya abhyasa is very important. In some one class Swamiji was telling very unique point Swamiji has mentioned, NSA. I want to share that. NSN, Nischayam. See, when I have Jnanam, people say, this Jnanam vendala aham brahmasmi ella class la Vedantathiki okay. Velila vandavudane and Bhagavan pudichittu, needa paathukano solluva. Inga ella aham brahmasmi brahmasmi ani solli class lo. Veetukku pona udane, naan Dasa, nu Swami, Dasa Swami. Ippudu enna enna artham? There is a doubt on Shastra. There is a doubt, samshaya, upon the teaching. I am not able to rely upon myself, my own swarupam. Still I am hanging on to that saguna, Ishvara, who is mithya really. Puriyavela Shastra. Even after listening 20 years, what to talk of my students, 5 years, 10 years, 8 years. After 25 years also students, after listening, still they go on hanging on to that Saguna Ishvara and he never tried to come out of that phobia. Phobia means what? God, God. Aham Brahmasmi ani chumma information da. Transformation varle. Yena Shastra mela nischayam varle. தட்ஸ் வை தே திங்க் திஸ் இஸ் அன் இன்டலெக்சுவல் நாலேஜ். இது வந்து நம்ம ரட்சிக்க போகிறது இல்லை, அவர் தான் நம்ம ரட்சிப்பார். திஸ் இஸ் வாட் பீப்புள் கமிட் மிஸ்டேக். ஆஃப்டர் லிசனிங் எ லாங் டைம், பிகாஸ் ஈஸ்வரா யூ கேன் நாட் நெகேட் சர்ச் ஈஸிலி அண்ணா. So therefore Mandukya, refer to Mandukya Karika, Vaitadhya Prakaranam, Advaita Prakaranam, Alata Shanti Prakaranam. Just information will never work. Your sorrow will continue, even Ishvara sitting there. Ishvara says, hey, look into yourself, foolish fellow, going to classes so many years, and again you are looking at me and Chulvar Bhagavan. Enna pandrathu? You rely upon yourself, and not body-mind complex. Your nature and my nature are one and the same. Atma Swarupam. Ishvara, the Saguna, is only an alambanam for some time. Therefore, Swamiji said, Nischaya Jnanam is important. Sankalpa I have to take. Next is Sankalpa. Nischaya Jnanam, this Atma, whenever I get problem immediately, Vyavaharika Jeeva, yadavad problem on the go to Paramarthika Jeeva. I am Paramarthika Atma Swarupam. Where is problem for me? Mano, buddhi, ahankara, chittani, naham. It must be a true sankalpa. How I can do this sankalpa? How can I implement? Abhyasa. Abhyasa. Surrender to Ishvara, surrender to Yathanada, surrender. I surrendered Swami already and a problem continued. Ishvara is also helpless. உத்தரேத் ஆத்மன் ஆத்மானம் ஆத்மானம் அவசாதையேத். நீங்கள் நீ தான் உத்தரிச்சுக்கணும் அப்படியே சொல்கிறார் பகவான். ஸோ ஹவு லாங் எ குரு கேன் லீட் திஸ் ஸோ ஈஸ்வரா லுக் இன் டு ஈஸ்வரா. ஈஸ்வரா கிவ் மீ ரைட் நாலேஜ். நிச்சயம் சங்கல்ப அபியாசா NSAN நிச்சய ஜானம் கன்ஃபார்ம் கன்வின்ஸ்ட் அண்ட் சங்கல்ப அண்ட் அபியாசா. What are the important slokas? Just to note down the numbers. 11, 20, 29, 36, 43, 58, 60, 75, 77, 82, 84, 85, 93, 107, 108, 109, 110. 109 is very important. Sannapya sannapyubhayatmikano bhinnapya bhinnapyubhayatmikano sangapya nangapyubhayatmikano sa anirvachaniyam he describes there. 110, 114, 118, 119, 124, 126, 128, 131, 32, 33, 41, 141, 168, 170, 172, 173, 186, 209, very very important, 215, 16, 18, 216 to 18, 220, 27, 28, 238, 265, 270, then 499, 506, 507, 529. 29. All are important slokas. Read every day. It's very good. This is abhyasa. With this, I conclude Viveka Chudamani summary also. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. ஹரிஹ ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம்.